Hello, my name is Emily, and I just wanted to welcome you to the Harrogate Health Show. So today we are joined by Nikki Eyre. Now, Nikki has conduct coaching, and today she is going to talk to us a little bit about the health implications of bullying in the workplace. So, Nikki, tell us a little bit more about you and the work that you do.
So I have a business called Conduct Coaching, as you just mentioned. And what we do is we work with businesses and individuals looking to try and prevent bullying in the workplace, but also supporting those individuals who feel bullied at work, supporting them in the workplace, but also to move on afterwards, but also supporting the people who've been accused of being a bully as well, because actually it can be quite a difficult time for them as well.
Gosh, okay. And this week has special significance.
It does, yes. So it's Anti-Bullying Week from the 11th to the 15th of November 2019. It's an annual week where we try and really raise awareness. And I focus on raising awareness about workplace bullying, because that's the area that I work in. And so I've got a very, very busy week coming up, lots of events and talks and workshops going on.
Amazing. What sort of percentage of people do you think are affected by workplace bullying?
Well, there was some research done by the TUC in 2015 that actually said that nearly a third of people had experienced workplace bullying.
Goodness.
So that's quite high. And a lot of it is not reported as well. So people might just leave their job rather than reporting it, or not really be prepared to speak up about it. So it's quite a difficult area for people to speak up about, because they feel like if they do that, then potentially they could be putting their job at risk as well. So,
okay. So how was it that you came into this kind of line of work? How did this become your profession?
So I actually experienced workplace bullying for myself. And so that was a really difficult period for me. It was quite a few years ago. And it really took a huge toll on my health
okay.
at the time, and in many, many different ways as well. So psychologically, I became much more anxious at work. So I suffered from anxiety and depression as a result.
Goodness.
And so I would really get to the point of not wanting to walk through the door. I remember sitting at my desk one day and actually just wanting to hide underneath it, and perhaps nobody would be able to see me. And I just remember thinking there was a small gap at the bottom, and if I did that, then people would be able to see me, and what could I block it up with? And I think that was the point that I realised, you know, it had gone on for too long. And I think that's part of the biggest problem, that when you start off being bullied in the workplace, initially there's probably a sense of denial, it can't possibly be happening to me.
Yeah.
I am too strong, I'm doing a great job, but why would anybody want to bully me? And anyway, I'm not that kind of person that can be bullied. And yet to finally kind of realise that you are, you're so far into that fight or flight position that you're just constantly on alert, and your stress levels and your mental health get really badly affected by it.
Do you think people blame themselves at first?
Yeah, I think there is an element of looking at yourself. There's quite a lot of shame associated with it. You know, how can I possibly let this happen to me?
Yeah.
Or what am I doing wrong? And a lot of the bullying now, instead of, you know, you might kind of think about playground bullies where they're perhaps hitting another child or pushing them. There's something quite violent or name calling. But a lot of it is very covert now and very psychological, sort of intimidation, manipulation, undermining, belittling in front of other people, but also privately as well, until you're constantly questioning yourself.
So you got to that point where you almost physically wanted to hide yourself away.
Absolutely.
What happened next?
Well, I think I'd got to that stage. I'd not only had the mental health deterioration, but also I was having physical health symptoms. So, you know, I had a bad back for no reason whatsoever. It had just gone into spasm, digestive problems, headaches, all of those kind of things. And I think the toll of everything, I just ended up being signed off work. Had an amazingly supportive GP who completely, you know, stayed with me, supported me, made sure I got some support from CBT as well.
Amazing.
I didn't go back to that job. I did go through a whole grievance and disciplinary process, but that's actually a hugely traumatic event to go through as well, particularly when, you know, part of that took place while I was signed off work.
So you were at your lowest ebb and being put in the most challenging position?
Absolutely, yes. And one of the things you have to do when you go through a bullying complaint is you have to almost relive the trauma on an ongoing basis, because you have to go back and find all the evidence, because you don't start collecting evidence from day one because you don't realise it's happening.
Of course.
You're looking for witnesses, but people don't remember in the same way. They don't have the same relationship with the bully that you have. And so they perceive that things are happening in a different way. Some of it is private. But you're basically looking for all of this evidence and you're reliving the trauma on an ongoing basis. And actually some of the effects, the symptoms that you get from this are quite similar to PTSD. And one of the phrases that's been coined, it's not used all the time over here, is prolonged duress stress disorder.
Gosh.
So that idea that when you get this constant drip, drip, drip of a series of small traumas, it's actually having that same impact and leading to the same sort of symptoms. So it's not necessarily a recognised term, but you might hear complex stress disorder and things like that. But the symptoms are very similar to PTSD.
I think I've started to become aware of more people acknowledging that they have PTSD, and more people, more than just the men that I might meet who've been in the military.
Yes.
Do you think that it's something, it sounds like it's something, that side of it that needs more of a light shining on it?
I think it is, yes, definitely. And I think this, you know, it really fits in with the mental health agenda at the moment. And so that people start to recognise when they're going down that route to start off with and ask for help a lot sooner. Because actually you really do need help once you're getting into that stage, that anxiety, that absolute fear of going to the place of work, panic attacks, all of those things that can happen. And I think that is one of the things that, you know, military, it is kind of associated with ex-military.
Isn't it?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. But it does have, those symptoms actually can show themselves up in all sorts of different situations.
Definitely.
Yes.
Did people notice that you were changing? Did loved ones, friends notice any change in your behaviour, in your temperament?
Yes.
Did they?
Absolutely. It affects every part of your life. So people at work, and I often say that I actually became a bit of a bully myself.
Okay.
So if people were trying to say to me, you need to just let this go, I was so caught up in the need to fight this injustice.
Yes.
That actually I would be shouting at people, throwing them out of my office and those kind of things. And I have gone back to those people since and just apologised to them, because I was able to reflect and see how that wasn't me. That wasn't the kind of person that I am. But that's my response to the situation. And at home as well. Yeah, really difficult for my husband. You know, I was shouting, crying, screaming, just so upset all the time, upset and angry. Yeah, really difficult. And it affected us financially when I had to walk away from the job in the end as well. So it has a huge impact in all sorts of areas of your life.
On everyone around you.
Yes, yeah.
So it's an interesting one, that where do bullies come from? And you almost touched on a fraction of it there, because when I've seen people behave in a way that I don't think is appropriate in the workplace, I often think of them as being almost like an animal in a trap. And it's like they're biting because it's the only response they've got left. What does the research and evidence show us around what makes somebody behave in that way in the first place?
So I think there could be a number of reasons why people bully. And usually it's not because they're intending to bully. So it might just be that actually they are new to management, new to leadership, and they've never had any training. And so while things are going well, that's great. But when they go wrong, they actually don't know how to have those difficult conversations. And so they come across as very aggressive rather than assertive in those situations. It can be that actually it stems from some sort of trauma in their own life previously. It can be at a subconscious level. So it can be all sorts of factors that have come through from their own experiences in life. So it can also be where it is the norm for them. So if they've been brought up in a family, for example, where there is a lot of homophobia or discrimination and things like that, sexism, racism, that can be the norm for them. So that's actually getting into the realms of harassment rather than just bullying. But it can also be that actually they've never had a good role model. So if they have had managers previously who shout and swear at them and that's how they get things done, that is what they will learn and that's what they will pass down. And if nobody ever brings that to their attention, how will they ever know that it's wrong? So actually, there's quite often not a lot of intention there, but then it really is just about what would you consider to be reasonable?
Yes. So is it a little bit chicken and egg? Is it difficult to address and support people who are being bullied without addressing and supporting people's leadership skills? Where do you start? Where's the beginning of it?
Yeah, so if somebody comes to us and says, we've got an allegation of bullying, can you come in and help? We would always say support both parties.
Okay.
There needs to be behavioural change on both sides. And actually, one of the issues with going down the traditional grievance disciplinary type route is that immediately you're putting one person against the other.
Victim, perpetrator type.
Yes, or target is the phrase that we tend to use rather than victim.
Okay.
So because they've been targeted by that person.
That makes sense.
You only become a victim if you allow yourself to go into that victim mode.
Okay.
So once they've actually done that, if we're going to coaching for both sides and we get that behavioural change from both sides, then you can hopefully start to repair the relationship as opposed to pitting them against each other and saying you have to get on or one of you has to go.
Looking for a winner and a loser.
Yes, yeah. And sometimes they just move people to other parts of the organisation, particularly in big organisation. But that's not addressing the underlying issue at all, so yeah, it's best to work with both of them.
Do you think that if you take it a few steps back, is it a cultural thing? Can a company with a great culture, I suppose it can still have people come through, but does it go back to the kind of culture and environment within an organisation?
It does, absolutely. And any changes to the culture have to start with the leadership.
Okay.
And if they don't have the right models and the right, if they're not modelling the right values and behaviours throughout the organisation, then whatever they do is going to be reflected in the whole organisation. So if they're not having those open conversations, if they're not standing up against unacceptable behaviour, then it's not going to happen anywhere else in the organisation. So it absolutely goes back to the culture of the organisation, yes.
So if we think back then to you and your story,
yeah,
how did you come through that period?
It took a long time. It took a really long time, a lot longer than I could ever have anticipated at all.
And how long are we thinking?
Years.
Goodness me. Yeah. Okay.
And so, you know, bearing in mind the whole incident in itself probably took about 2 years.
Okay.
So you've had 2 years of bullying and being worn down. And then it took several years to really start to recover. And it was a really, really tough time. I didn't want to apply for jobs. I felt sick just at the thought of trying to go for an interview or anything like that. You start to have the panic attacks again.
Gosh.
And so what I actually did was I did some self-development through equine facilitated coaching.
Oh, wow.
So actually working with the horses. And one of the first exercises we had to do was I had to take a little Shetland pony I was working with. And I was supposed to take him into this particular area and do an exercise with him. But I had to think about what work and life purpose was.
Okay,
and
huge.
I couldn't even get him to go in there. It was kind of like, I don't want to go there. So he said, well, if you don't want to go, I'm not going either. So, yeah, so started doing some work around that and ended up having coaching myself and doing a huge amount of self-development. And that's really where my interest in coaching came from.
Okay.
So I ended up retraining. I did actually do some work around working as an equine facilitated coach for a little while as well, but that was just more for my pleasure and enjoyment. I don't use that as much in my work now. But yeah, I did all of that. And then I just keep going on an ongoing basis. I've trained as an MBIT coach, which is the multiple brain integration techniques, which is really just allowing yourself to be still and get in touch with your head, your heart and your gut. Listen to your whole body, essentially. And we use a fabulous technique called balanced breathing, which just allows you, if you start going into that fight or flight mode, it just brings you back into balance and makes you ready and prepared for whatever life throws at you. So increases your resilience, basically.
Amazing. When you look back at yourself, even before you went into that period of bullying, and you look at yourself now, your kind of self-care routines, are they similar? Are they different?
I think I do a lot more in terms of breathing exercises and just allowing myself self-care. So if I feel like it's all getting too much to get on top of me, I will take a break. I'll go out with the dog for a walk, things like that. So I just allow myself that time to recover. And if it's all getting too much, I just say stop. And I'm much better at that now than just keeping going, keeping going, keeping going. Yes.
That's fantastic. It is. So for Anti-Bullying Week, you've got a lot on. Tell me a little bit more about the kind of things that you're going to.
Okay, so on the Monday, I'll be down in London at the Ben Cohen Stand Up Foundation Conference, which is focused around workplace bullying this year. Looking forward to hearing some really inspirational speakers at that event and just really getting to network with people who also work in this area as well.
Can you tell me a bit more about the work that Ben Cohen's doing? Because I feel quite ignorant. I don't know an awful lot about it.
Yeah, they really raise awareness. He's got a real passion for making sure that bullying is stamped out and people can stand up to it. So whether it's young people or whether it's workplace bullying, he's very much about both supporting projects which are tackling this, and they do grants and support projects financially as well.
Wow.
But also in terms of really raising awareness so that people do really become less afraid to stand up against workplace bullying or any bullying, so young people as well. Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. So, and then the rest of your week in a nutshell.
The rest of my week in a nutshell, workshops for local businesses. I have an open event in Harrogate on the Wednesday.
Fabulous.
I'm speaking at an event with some solicitors, Oakwood solicitors in Leeds on the Thursday. Yeah, and I have some online courses being launched as well. So it's going to be an amazing week.
Fantastic. And then we always ask people for their three top tips. So if somebody was listening to this and they felt like in their workplace they were either aware of somebody who might be having a tough time, or they felt like themselves that maybe they were going into or going through an episode of being bullied, what three tips would you give them?
The first thing I would always say is make self-care your highest priority, because unless you look after yourself, then whatever route you decide to go down, you're going to struggle to get through it emotionally. So make self-care your highest priority. Don't be afraid to ask for help. If you're not sure who to go to within your organisation, then check your policies and procedures, but look externally as well. There's lots of places out there where you can go. And then thirdly, balanced breathing would definitely be my top tip for everybody in terms of just building your own personal resilience.
Amazing. Thank you so much. It's
You're
been
welcome.
Really, really interesting. I think bullying is something that we don't necessarily talk about, or we feel that maybe there's obviously negative connotations, but it's nice to bring it into the conversation and kind of open it open it up a little bit.
Yeah, there's lots we can talk about in terms of preventing bullying. It doesn't have to be negative. It can be actually about the positive behaviours that will prevent it.
And building those amazing cultures that people want to stay in and thrive in.
Absolutely, yes.
So if people want to find out a little bit more about you, where's the best place to look to find a bit more information?
So my website is www.conductcoaching.com.
Amazing. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's been a real pleasure. It has. Thank you.
The Harrogate Health Show is proudly sponsored by The Hearing Suite.